This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, Jason and I were talking about the census, and I filled mine out. I just haven't mailed it. I don't know if I want to mail it, but mine is really simple. It just says how many people lived at this address on this date, and I printed it out on a piece of notebook paper, you know, the kind that has a spiral bind, and that's all it says. It's printed like, you know, in large letters, maybe an inch tall each. Just a few words, how many people lived here on that date. And that piece of paper that I use doesn't have a barcode. They require a barcode, or they think they require a barcode, or they suggest that I use their form. I will not fill out that 8-page questionnaire as to all this invasive information that the census people want. I will not do it, period. I don't even know if I want to mail this thing because of the corona panic. I don't, you know, got to go down, touch the mailbox and stuff like that. It's like dangerous. So I just may not do it, but I completed it. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly too. USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. I'm Vincent Finelli. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And I am interested in hearing from you. The man on the street, the woman on the street, you know. I'm interested in hearing from you. I'm sure our classes as well. What's happening in your neck of the woods? What is this corona panic like where you are? And we'll call it a corona panic update. So what have you seen? What have you experienced firsthand? No theories, please. No telling us that it's to take down the president. I mean, there are plenty of talk show programs to discuss that and spend their time. I don't want to do that. I'm only interested in helping you survive and giving you news and our opinion of that news and what it means and what you should do about it, what you should consider doing about it, and how to prepare for this. There's plenty of time to find Lucille, take out that... Take Lucille with you and tune up whoever needs that tuning up after this is over. We've got David in Illinois joining us. Oh, you know what? I want to thank Rich Sheehan. Rich Sheehan, thanks so much for sitting in for me yesterday. I had some urgent farm business, and I'll even tell you what it was. It has to do with situational ethics, situational morality. I had an arrangement with a guy. We'll call him a former friend. I'm developing more and more former friends as we go down this corona panic road. And the arrangement was that our son and I would cut the hay on his field, and we would get half of it, and he would get half of it. And he keeps changing his mind. He even locked the gate to keep us out. So I had to get our hay. I had 51,000 pounds of hay on this field, and our son had to get it out of there before he changed his mind again. So, as we go down this road, you're going to find that you'll have fewer friends and more former friends. And you know what? It's a good thing. And when I pulled out of this guy's farm, and it was a 100-mile round trip, so we had massive loads of hay pulling behind our two trucks, multiple trips, brought our own tractor to do it with a front-end loader. It was an ordeal. And when I left for the final trip, pulled out of his gate with the final load, I said, I sold the boat. I sold the boat. And what that means, class, is the two happiest days in a guy's life are when he buys a boat and when he sells the boat. Because it's so much fun to buy it, and then it's so much work when you have it, and you can't wait to get rid of it. And to me, I sold the boat because I no longer have to pay attention to all this guy's family problems. All, you know, it's, hey, Vin, oh, hey, can you help me with? It's like that for years. Years. And I used to enjoy helping him. But then when I realized how he applied situational morality, situational ethics to me, after all those years of helping him, I sold the boat. David's with us in Illinois. Welcome, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, what do you think about that situational morality thing? Have you experienced any of that in your world in Illinois?
Yeah, I've helped people and been there for people, and when it comes time for them to do their portion, there's always some excuse, and so I just don't do anything like that for people anymore. I stopped a while ago.
Well, good for you, and you know what? If you get a chance to watch The Walking Dead, and I've assigned this as homework, and I've talked to people who feel that, you know, they don't want to watch zombies. And I understand that. I really do. So the way I would explain The Walking Dead is there was this event. A lot of people died. Now, in The Walking Dead series, which ran for years, people would return to life, but partially. Only enough so they'd have partial mobility and they were hungry. And they wanted to eat things that were alive. The bigger, the better. So mice were okay. Rats were even better because they're bigger. Cats were better. Dogs were better. People. Now that was like, you know, first choice, eating people. So The Walking Dead, anyone who died would die and return to life, you know, minutes later. And be one of these Walking Dead who's always hungry, omnipresent. Everywhere, all the time. And that is the coronavirus. It's everywhere, all the time. You know, you're going down the road and there's somebody, either on the side of the road or stuck with their car or at the intersection, and you don't know if they're friends or foe. And it's like leprosy. You know, when in the Catholic Church, I remember in the 1950s hearing the priest talk about leprosy and leper colonies. And these are people who were wasting away. They were dying, but they were infectious. So they were put in these colonies away from everybody else, like on islands. So they couldn't escape. They would just be there to die. Well, we were taught that back then, in biblical times, that it was dangerous if you got near a leper. Well, that's what it's like today. So it's like The Walking Dead, the lepers, and the corona-infected people. You don't know who they are. Except, you know, lepers, you can tell who they are. But with these coronavirus people, you can't. So you don't know who you can go near, who you can trust. You don't know where they've been. And so you don't want to go near anybody. Nobody wants to go to work. No one wants to drive cabs, trucks. No one wants to process your items at the checkout line at the grocery stores. Nobody wants to do anything. Government workers don't want to work. I called my insurance guy, a new guy. I was trying to get our insurance switched over. He's not even at work anymore. It's been a couple of weeks. He's not even there. They shut the office down. State Farm. State Farm shut down. David, you seeing anything like this in your world?
Yeah, well, they're starting to show to close things down around here. Now, I talked to a friend up north Illinois yesterday about what's going on there up there, and he said up there they were closing off, you know, place things you couldn't buy in stores and having so many people out in stores. But I asked him if he actually knew somebody that had it or was hospitalized, and he said yes, there's people right there in his community that has passed away from it. And I was, because I don't know anybody that actually got it. You know, you hear it on the news, so I don't personally, so I just wanted to know. But all his doctors in the hospitals, he goes up to one of the universities that butchered me, and they're even not taking patient, you know, your standard checkups or routine exams. So they canceled all that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, so if you want to have elective surgery, let's say you want to have slim down and be half the person you were by having bypass surgery, you're not doing that. If you break a leg, that's a big problem because you're just spending time on the corona panic, the coronavirus people. Very interesting. Dental offices are shut down except for emergencies. Except for emergencies. Yeah.
Now, you brought up I know some people may not want to watch The Walking Dead because of it being a zombie situation, you know, and reality, that probably wouldn't happen. But there's another series that came out not long ago called The Last Ship. And it's actually about a doctor that purposely spread a virus that killed off most of the population. And these people that were on a destroyer, I believe, they were on radio silence, so they didn't even know what happened until they broke radio silence. So they're trying to, but it showed, it's really realistic. It's a good series if you're looking at it for that way. And it was a virus that a doctor spread intentionally, you know.
Well, there was a doctor who spread AIDS, and his name was Dr. Acker, and he was in Florida, and he was a homo. And he got AIDS. And what he did was he decided to make sure that the whole world knew about AIDS. This was, you know, back around the 80s. So there was no such word as AIDS before that. And he withdrew some of his own blood, put it in syringes, put it in his lab coat. And one of his patients by the name of Kimberly Bergalis had her lie down in the dental chair. Said, okay, open up wide. We're just going to numb the area a little bit. Then he injected her with his blood. She got AIDS and died. So did five other patients from Dr. Acker's office. And so then the panic began. And the panic was, well, I can't go to the dentist because if you do, you'll get AIDS. Everybody knows that. That was the news back then. So for those of you who haven't heard that, that's what it was. So the dental practitioners were in serious financial trouble because everyone knew if you go to the dentist, you're going to get AIDS and die. So people stopped going to the dentist. They hired a guy, the dental village, if you will, hired a guy by the name of Dr. Len Horowitz, and I know him. And he was trained at Harvard. He was a Harvard degree dentist. And he was hired by the dental village to figure out what in the heck is going on, where did this come from, what is it, and so forth, because it was brand new. No one knew. And he figured it out, and he found the contract, and it was a government contract to develop a surgical strike-type weapon, bioweapon. It was AIDS. It was man-made. And the guy who made it was a doctor by the name of Dr. Robert Gallo. And Dr. Robert Gallo worked with monkeys. The monkeys came from Litton Bionetics, Litton Industries, that company, Fortune 100 company. They made ships, they made electronics, they made medical equipment, and they had a bio-type division. And so Litton Bionetics supplied the monkeys. And Dr. Robert Gallo used monkey carcinoma, monkey lymphoma, to develop AIDS and cause it to jump from monkeys to man. And he was in a contest with another guy. The other guy was working with birds. And so Robert Gallo got there first. So then they unleashed it. And I'll tell you a little bit more about it, and we can talk more about spreading viruses and making them.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving.
Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this.
Ever. Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Panic. And what's happening? And we're also talking about intentional viruses delivered by doctors. And I was telling you about Dr. Robert Gallo, who developed AIDS, according to Dr. Len Horowitz. And so what happened was AIDS was released in three places simultaneously. New York City, California, that would be San Francisco, in the homo community, and in Africa. And so all of a sudden there was this outbreak, and they said it's from monkeys, it's from green monkeys, and it really was. There's no question it was from green monkeys. But what they didn't say was green monkeys were used to develop this surgically precise killer of AIDS. And it seems like the same thing is happening here with the coronavirus from China. And there are people who have said, this is a fake, it's a fraud, it's BS, to use their words. And it was, we're going on 5 weeks now. I was talking to a broadcaster off the air. And I asked him if he wanted me to come on the air with him and talk about how to survive this and how much, you know, the burn rate. The burn rate for food. Generators. If you think that the grid is going to be unstable and you want to get a generator, well, you can still get one. How much gasoline a generator would use, how much diesel it would use, how much propane it would use, the advantages and disadvantages of each, and what kind of food to buy and where to buy it and how much to pay for it while you still could. And he told me no, he wasn't interested in doing that. And then I listened to him on the air an hour later, and he and another guy were talking about how this is a fake and it's a fraud and it's BS, and he told me it was going to be over in 3 weeks. Well, 3 weeks has come and gone, and it's gotten worse, and almost 500,000 Americans have been infected. Can you imagine that? So I heard it. I mean, I heard this radio broadcast telling people it's fake and it's a fraud. You know what? An apology needs to be released on the air to everyone. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I was wrong. You know what? I wasted your time. And that's exactly what our government is being accused of, wasting time, not shutting down the airlines. I mentioned very early in the game, in January, that the airlines would deliver the coronavirus all over the country, and they should be shut down. But they weren't. People said, no, why would they do that? Why would they shut down the airlines? Because, you know, it's commerce, and if it was real, you know, they would shut down the airlines. You know, we can trust our government, right? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Now, let's see. David in Illinois is with us. And now we have David in Florida. David in Florida, welcome.
Hello. You there?
So, yeah, what's up?
Hi, Amy. Yeah, well, you said you wanted to know what was going on in our local area.
Absolutely.
In response to the virus.
Yeah.
I'm on lockdown here at the house because I tested negative for the virus. And
great.
I've got until next week and I can go back out. But my wife's been out. And she went to pick up a prescription from me at, the Walmart store.
We call it the Chinese factory outlet.
That's the one. I couldn't remember what you called it. But anyway,
yeah.
You got it now.
Uh-huh.
And she was on the, this was happened several days ago, right after the governor said he was going to lock down the state. She went there, and the traffic was driving like it was the apocalypse. And the traffic's been really light since the, you know, the whole thing's been going on, and people told stay home. Well, she got there, and traffic was backed up in the parking lot. They had closed all of the entrances but one. And they were only letting two people at a time into the store, and the line was going right about into the parking lot of people wanting to get in, and they were all standing shoulder to shoulder with no face mask on. So she left, and I didn't get my script. She went to another store day before yesterday. I made a list of things that we needed to top off our stock, and she went to a grocery store, and she walked right in. They had most everything on the shelf, including toilet paper. Their big thing was they had put marks on the floor so you could keep your distance. That's the big thing right now, is the storekeepers that are letting people in, they've got marked on the floor, keep your distance.
Hold that thought. We're going to a break. David, stay with us. And
when you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are now more confirmed coronavirus cases in New York State than in any other entire country in the world outside of the United States. New York, with more than 160,000 cases of the illness and more than 7,000 deaths from the coronavirus by early this morning. President Trump saying he hopes the U.S. economy will open again soon. During a White House briefing, though, Dr. Anthony Fauci said reopening the country needs to be based on public health criteria.
Often people say reopen the government like it's a light switch that goes on and off for the entire country. We have a very large country with really different patterns of disease and outbreaks in different parts of the country.
Severe weather expected in the Mid-South over Easter weekend. Heavy storms are predicted from Texas to Tennessee. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Keep it. Oh, God, you're...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds, 30.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
David in Illinois is with us, and David in Florida has called in. David, I've got your number. I'll do my best to call you over the weekend. We've had nothing but urgent farm situations from morning till night. I had to take yesterday off, so I haven't been able to talk to anybody, so I'll do my best to call you this weekend. But you're mentioning that the Chinese factory outlet had restrictions of letting people get in. Same thing here in Missouri. Same thing all across the country. They've reported that, I'm talking about the Chinese factory outlet, has reported that they will allow only a minimum number of people in the store. And once they hit that number, then a person has to go out for another person to go in. So they're not, you know, they're keeping count. They've locked off one of their entrances. Typically, they have two entrances at each one of their stores. They've closed one with an arrow that says go to the other one. And then they have guys in yellow vests telling you to stay 6 feet apart and only letting one in when one goes out. It's as simple as that. And but you did say that there's plenty of stock.
In the stores that my wife went to, yes, there was one or two items that you might not be able to get, like yeast. I've been trying to get some yeast now for a week. But the big thing was the spacing, the social distancing. And they're putting up the plexiglass screens at the checkout, which I think is a great idea. Now, she went yesterday to a store, and there was a person there as a gatekeeper. And they were counting the people coming in and counting the people going out. They had people that were wiping down the carts and the door handles and stuff as the customers come and went. And if somebody does not maintain social distancing, the people, I don't know if you want to call them professional people, are getting a call saying, I'm in this store, and they're not keeping the six-foot distance. And they send somebody out to check on it. And the managers of the stores are aware of it, and they're the ones that deal with it. So it's a serious thing right now.
Well, what's happening is the GDP, this is the example of what I was saying, the GDP, the generally dumb public, are going to get us killed because of their stupidity, their carelessness, and their recklessness. And in New York, New York City, there are some Orthodox Jews, and those guys are having funerals. And they are, some are practicing social distancing, some are not, some are wearing masks, some are not. And they have caused, according to the reports I've read, their own epicenter of the coronavirus infections by failing to maintain social distances. Now, not to let the Jews be number one, the Christians are doing the same thing. There's a pastor in Louisiana, and he said that his parishioners, his flock, the people he fleeces, my words, would rather die than not go to church. So they're going to go to church this weekend, about 1,000 of them, and they will do their best to infect each other. So it's Christians, it's Jews, it's everywhere, and these people are dangerous. They're dangerous because they say they have a right. They have a right to practice a religion. Yeah, they do. But they don't have a right to transmit disease. David, your comments? David in Florida?
I agree. I don't think it's right, but at the present time, they're doing it. I wouldn't do it. You want to hear about Maine?
Maine?
Yeah, up in Maine.
My
brother's wife had a flat tire on her truck, so she asked him to drive it into town and get a new tire, and he took it to the tire dealership and said, I got to have a new tire on the truck, and they said, well, we're going to open the door, you drive the truck in, we're not going to touch the truck, we're not going to get into the truck. You come out, close the door, we'll do the work, you sign the paperwork, and you get back in the truck and you leave. And that's what they're doing up there. And I asked about groceries, and they're not going to the grocery store unless they absolutely have to. And when they do, they drive the vehicle into the garage, close the door, and they've got a table set up, and they take all the stuff out with gloves, put it on that table, and they wipe it all down with Clorox wipes or something, some antibacterial wipe, let it dry, and then they go in the house, take the clothes off, put it in the laundry, and take a shower. And then they go back out to the garage and drag the stuff in. And they're not going out for nothing.
Okay, well, I applaud them, except I would increase the level of awareness to not going into the garage, opening, if it's a station wagon, opening the tailgate. If it's a sedan type, opening the trunk in the sun and let the sun disinfect all of the items for hours. And then with a respirator, face shield, long sleeve clothing, gloves, remove the packages and put them in the sun and rotate them so that they get sun on them at least every side for 15 minutes, at least. All sides of all the packages. Then open up the packages outside, throw away the outer packaging, let the inner packaging be exposed to the sun, and if any of the packages have one of those air packs that are inflated, let's say it's shipment that comes in a box from Sam's or the Chinese factory outlet or someplace like that, and they have those pillows, those air inflated pillows that is, you know, like a plastic bag that's sealed with air for cushioning, leave them in the sun. And then after a couple days of exposure to the outside elements, then pop them and then throw them away. And the reason I say because the air inside those pillows comes from the warehouse, whether it could be Amazon, it could be another warehouse that's been infected with the coronavirus. And they have been. At least 10 Amazon warehouses have been infected. That means the air in these pillows that are used for packing have air from that warehouse. That's what that means. Because they're inflated and sealed there. They don't come in a tractor trailer that has these inflated pillows. They come on rolls and they're inflated right there, sealed right there, made on the spot at the warehouse. So they have whatever the air is that's been in the warehouse. And I would disinfect that in the sun. And I would wear a respirator and mask and gloves if you're going to throw them away by popping them. And I would do it outside. So that's my only suggestion. David in Florida, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree. And I got a message from my friend out in Phoenix, Arizona. And he sent me a picture of his groceries outdoors doing just that. They brought the groceries home. They wear gloves wherever they go. They brought the groceries home, set them on the patio, and let the sun bake them before they even come in the house. They wiped them all down, let the sun bake them. They let them sit out there for a time, and that's what they're doing.
So. David in Illinois, your comments.
Yeah, well, now the friend of mine had ordered, I tried to order from Amazon recently, but the shipping was going to be like $78 for 22 ounces of flour, gluten-free flour for the wife, and just under $48.
Yeah.
I was like, you got to be kidding me. Uh-huh. And like you said before, it, by the time you go to check out, it's gone anyways. But the friend that I was talking to, he's been waiting on his order too. And he tried to get canned goods because he's closer up by Chicago. And his email came in, and they told him to do the same thing that you said if or when his package arrives, which he don't even know if he's going to get it or not. They keep postponing it. But they told him to do the same thing. Leave it outside. Leave it in the sun. Unpackage it outside. Take the packaging. Don't bring it in the house. Now, this was from Amazon. You know. Now, I did see a video
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I did see another couple that was did a video where they went up in New York. They were seeing some in-laws to help them. And they were showing they were charging $100 for a can of Lysol, $150 for a little box of those surgical masks. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, and we had Craig Douglas call before this got really serious, and he said he would send a shipment, I think 10 masks, sanitizer, and in a kit, and I think he wanted $10 or $15 for all of it. And what a great deal. Now that would be, $150. So timing is really important. You got to get ahead. You got to get ahead of the GDP. Because they're causing a lot of problems for us in the way they behave. It's the GDP that's not being safe that's causing these stores to let only a few people in.
Now, I've seen an interview yesterday or the day before from one of the governors where they enacted the same thing with the Walmarts and how the non-essential items are going to be closed off. But they said only two people per 1,000 square feet in the store at one time. And
that's Walmart.
That's how many?
That's
yeah,
Walmart.
That's how. And so, and anybody that's not doing that, they're supposed to report it. And, you know, and but they're still finding people. I was listening to the police scanners in New York and Chicago and other places to see what's going on. And the young people are out there having parties, 30, 40 at a time, and they're having to chase them away. You know, I don't know how you're going to stop something when they think they're, you know, not at risk.
Here's the issue. There aren't many of us who care about these people who are acting recklessly. Okay, if they want to kill themselves because they're too stupid, too ignorant to pay attention, well, we don't need to stop them. Okay, that's something that that's just Darwin. Darwin would say, well, that's just the paring knife of society. You know, the weak, the stupid will die. Well, it's not so much that they're causing themselves death. It's the fact that they're tying up everybody else and preventing other people who are paying attention to get the treatment at the hospitals. They're preventing babies from being delivered in the normal order of birth around, you know, well, in the current times where you'd have a baby at the hospital. Well, babies are not being delivered at all the hospitals because their hospitals are infected. And the staff, the hospital staff, doesn't have, there's not enough staff to deliver babies and to do elective surgery because of the coronavirus and the corona panic. Makes sense, right? So these reckless people are affecting everybody by their carelessness and their recklessness. And each person is probably infecting like 1,000 more. So not only are they stupid, but they're going to get us killed. And that's why I've been saying this for quite a while. Gasoline in Missouri, $1.01 at the pump. We'll be right back.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, we're seeing shortages. And I thought I hit the lottery last night. And of course, I can't hit the lottery because I don't play the lottery. I wouldn't. I think it's a voluntary tax on the uninformed. But I was up at midnight, and I had one item in the cart at Sam's Club. One item. It said it was in stock. And I thought, you know what? There's one other item. And Sam's Club said, we got a time for you. You can show up, you know, and pick it up. And I thought, okay, we could probably find somebody to go pick it up. And so I put one other item in, and it took me less than a minute. And came back and says there's no times available for the next couple of days, 2 days. It used to say there's no time available to pick it up. There are no available slots for tomorrow. Now it's for 2 days. They have no available slots for 2 days. All the slots that they had were gone in 1 minute at 12:01 midnight last night. So Sam's Club, having a Sam's Club card, paying $100 a year is like stupid now. So I am recommending that our class, if you have a Sam's Club card, you send them an email because you can't talk to them. They're all busy. And tell them that you want a refund. And if they don't give you a refund, next time you renew, do a chargeback. Because they're saying that they actually have things for sale, but you can't buy them. You can't buy them. You can't talk to them. You can't pick them up. You can't have them shipped. All the things that they used to claim that they would do, they can't do now and don't do. That's Sam's Club. Walmart, and by the way, we did get some, a couple boxes from Walmart, I'm sorry, from Sam's Club and Walmart over the last few days. And, of course, they were in quarantine for days in a vehicle. We have a farm vehicle that we use and go pick them up at the designated site on our farm where the UPS guy and the Federal Express guy and the mail gal, they drop them off. And they sit there, and then we pick them up with a hazmat suit on, and then we let them disinfect in the sun for days. So we finally got it. Walmart packs really, really nicely. Sam's Club, not so nicely. So Sam's Club cans are all dented. Not all, but most. Serious dents. So what do you do about that? I mean, do you go back to the store and say, hey, look, here's some dented cans? You got to be out of your mind to go to the store. So what do you do? The only thing I can think of is if you could talk to them and say, how would you like to adjust the price? Because you packaged this poorly, and my goods were damaged. And if they won't give you satisfaction, then what you do is you dispute it on the credit card. and they get dinged $35 every time you have a dispute. The merchant gets a ding of $35 every time. So if we all start doing it, they'll pay a lot more attention to taking care of our products and packaging them carefully. David in Florida, any comments on that?
You're right. I went online to a local neighborhood market from a Chinese store, and just for fun, I clicked on different things to see, well, I could eat that, so I'll try that. Click on it. Not available. Click on this one. Put it in the cart. How many can I get? You can get two of these. Okay, I'll take two. And then I'll load up the cart, go to the cart, and none of it was available. Not available. Every single item that I clicked on. And
okay, you're not alone. You're not alone. That has been happening. That's been happening to me for 2 weeks. It's there. And here's how I would look at the shopping cart. So David and David in Illinois and Florida, when we think that, you know, in the good old days, like a couple months ago, you'd go to the supermarket and you'd have a shopping cart and you'd push that shopping cart and you'd, you know, see the coffee that you like and you say, well, you know, blue one or the red one or the green one or whatever one you want. You put that in the cart and you may say, you know what, let's get two. That way we won't have to come back for a month. You put it in your cart. Now, that is yours. It is not, it's a violation of protocol. Unwritten protocol for someone to say, well, wait a minute, he's got it in his cart, I'll just take his. That's a violation. But in the electronic world, it's not in your cart. It says it's in your cart. Your cart is not a cart, as in the cart that you push around the store. It's not yours until you pay for it. Now, once you pay for it, it's yours. But until you pay for it, it's not yours. At the store. Well, I mean, it's yours with the understanding that you're going to pay for it. But this electronic shopping cart is different. It's a wish list. It's like, I'd like to buy this coffee. I'd like to buy this can of soup. But someone can take it out of your cart while you're shopping for other items. So the trick now is to, at Walmart.com, the trick now is $35 you get free shipping. So you look very quickly, and you get all the items you want. And you'll probably find if you want pasta sauce, they'll have it. You know, if you like the one with meat, you'll have to get the one with onions instead. And you go, gee, that's pretty lousy, but, you know, it's better than starving. So you put them in the cart, and as soon as you hit $35 or more, you click checkout right away. And then go shopping again. That way, fewer items will be taken out of your cart before you check out. That's what you have to do. David in Florida, did you want to hold?
Yes.
Okay. David in Illinois, any comments about what I just said about the shopping carts?
No, it's just the same thing I'm seeing here. So.
Okay, class. So it's not just me. It's not just me. We're talking with David in Florida. We're talking with David in Illinois, and I'm in Missouri. Now, we don't have the entire country covered, but that's enough to give you the idea that this is happening. We'll be right back after top of the hour commercials and news.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.